We also have with her Whitney Remley. Whitney's at Birch Stewart. She is a Georgetown JD and a master's in organic chemistry from Johns Hopkins. Previously, she worked at Merck & Company as a synthetic organic chemist. Let me turn it over to them.
Thank you so much. So, hello, and thank you so much for coming to the conference to be with us today. I thought maybe we could start by just talking a little bit about what about this role motivated you to take it, and what excites you the most about this role, and also perhaps just a few initial impressions of the USPTO since you've been here.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you so much for having me today, and I'm excited to be here. So what sort of inspired me to take this role? I think I'm gonna sort of go way back in time. Right when I was an undergrad, my senior year, they had on-campus recruiting, and one of the company's agencies was the United States Patent and Trademark Office that came on campus. I applied, had an interview, wanted the job. Unfortunately, I was not a U.S. citizen. I was born in Canada. So they told me to come back. And ultimately, I did. So here I am. But not to say that even throughout that time frame that I didn't think about coming to the patent office. I actually, the person I interviewed with, kept in touch with him, had touch points with him, trying to figure out if I could be, you know, doing the law school program, which had been halted for a while. And I did think about coming back to the USPTO. And so I had always had a desire for public service, but also so much of my career has been focused in the IP space, and where better to sort of the heart and soul of our IP system is to come to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So I'm honored and excited to be here. It's been 2 months and 5 days, so it's been great.
That is so wonderful. You know, you've had a very impressive and successful career before coming to the USPTO. I was just wondering if you could talk about maybe some of the perspectives that you bring to your role as Commissioner for Patents and that will help you shape how you lead the organization.
Sure. And before I go there, I realized there was a second part to your first question that I did not answer, and it was about my perspectives of what I've seen the first 2 months or so that I've been here. And I want to say I've been thoroughly impressed. So throughout my career, the touch points I had with the patent office, I've always been impressed. But when you come here and you see the scope and breadth of what goes on here to make sure that our system works, and then the experience and the people who are so committed to the mission of the USPTO and to sort of making sure that innovation gets protected and things like that, I'm in awe. I get to work with a lot of amazing people, subject matter experts who really know what they're doing. We have over 13,000 employees, and our revenue, we're self-funded, is over $4.2 billion. On the patent side, there are about 10,000 employees, and a little over $3 billion in revenue. They run like a business. They constantly care about stakeholders and making sure that we make invention. Patent applications are processed properly. Patents are granted to the ones that need to be granted. And looking to constantly improve, and that's another thing that I'm just really impressed with, is there, how can we do great things, but how can we be better? So those are some of my impressions. Then moving on to your next question with regards to sort of what my background is and what I hope to bring. With regards to my career, so it's been a little over 20 years. I have worked in all different aspects of, I've worked at the law firm, I've worked in-house, and early on, I did patent prosecution, then did some litigation, did ITC litigation at the law firm, and once you do one case, they just say, okay, you're an expert, you have to do every case. It's primarily because it was so intensive that no one else would want to do it.